Good morning. I'd like to thank you all for allowing me to come up here and speak. I'm not a pastor by any means. I hope this message is good. So I've been down in Fort Moore, Georgia for the last 5 months, and I learned a lot of things down there. One of the best things that happened is I met a couple very good leaders, and my relationship with God grew, and I learned a lot about just the power of faith and how much that'll bring you. So, I'll start just from the beginning. There's two people I need to bring up. The first one was Mr. Bearden, and he was retired. He was in the Army for 21 years. He was infantry for all of that and retired. His two sons are also in the Army, still serving. And it was the first Sunday when we were processing in. We weren't even in training yet. I was pretty scared. I'm not going to lie. I was lost. I was 1,000 miles from home. And they called us into this gym and they said, if you want to go to a religious service, go this way. All right. So we sit down and he had a very good message. And it was just exactly what a young scared kid needed to hear. And at the end, I came up and I shook his hand. I said, I just really needed to hear this. And my family needs to hear this too. And so he shook my hand. He's like, I hope you do well, and I can't wait to see what you make out of this. We got a phone call that Sunday back home. It was our first phone call, and I'll always remember it, because the best part of that phone call was when I was talking to my mom, and you know, she could see right through me. I was trying to act tough, like I wasn't scared. She called my bluff, and I just remember saying, Mom, it's going to be hard, but make no mistake, it's God that's going to get us through this. And so that was really like what turned the switch on and what kind of turned it around for me. And I realized it's going to be hard, but it'll be worth it. And so going through basic training, my relationship with God only grew, and I met a lot of good people through it. A lot of my friends grew closer to God as well. And the second person, which is a very big reason for why I'm standing up here talking today, he was a chaplain. He was Captain Moses. Very nice guy. Very, very nice. And there was one day, I remember, we had just gotten to AIT, so job training. We were about halfway through the cycle, and he was talking to us about how it's good that we're all coming together as a church, but when we leave, it doesn't stop there. And to bring Christ to your community, and to your duty station, wherever it is. And so I got to thinking about that, and I was like, why not bring it home, too? Because it was nice to have a church family down there, but I miss this one as well. And so, thanks to him, I kind of came up with the idea. I was like, well, maybe I can just tell a quick sermon when I'm home. So, I'm glad I got to do it. Once again, thank you. And so, I got to thinking about it, and I was like, well, I'll be home for Christmas. It's pretty nice, and I didn't think that was really going to happen. I have friends right now that aren't home for Christmas. They're in different countries right now. They're all over. I'm fortunate enough that I was able to make it home for Christmas. And so, I thought, what is a good message? So, I thought about this a lot, because, you know, you got a lot of time to think whenever you're rucking. And I got to thinking about Christmas, and it seems like anymore, it's just people lose sight of the true meaning of Christmas. And it's always, oh, I got to spend this money, I got to go on this vacation, and everybody is just, it's very consumerized. And I know some people aren't so fortunate during Christmas. And you hate to see it, but also it's easy to lose track of what you do have right in front of you. So I'd like the first bit of scripture, or first piece of scripture I want to share, is Isaiah 41:10. And it reads, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." And the reason that stood out to me is because I know a lot of people feel alone during the Christmas season, whether they lost a loved one, whether their families are not with them, or they can't be with their families. Whatever the case may be, it's easy to think about what you don't have in front of you. But make no mistake, you always have somebody there, whether it's a church family that lets you come up and tell a sermon. Whether it's a family that'll drive down to Alabama for one weekend and not think twice about it. Whether it's a battle buddy who's in Germany right now and he doesn't get to see his family, but you can still call him, and he's going to make it through the holidays because of that battle buddy bond. Maybe you are alone for the holidays. God is with you. He's with us all. And it's easy to lose sight of that, but it's important we don't, because make no mistake, you're not alone. And the second piece of scripture, it also comes from Isaiah 40, verse 27 through 31. It says, O Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? O Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And one thing that really stands out to me about that is stress. And I know the holidays are also very stressful for families. Whatever the case may be, maybe you're traveling. That's always stressful. Nobody likes sitting in the airport. Maybe it's financial stress. Everybody has different stresses like that. During the holidays, it's easy to get caught up in what other people are doing. Maybe you can't do the same thing. And it's easy to be stressed about that and just lose sight of the true meaning of Christmas. It's not what you can buy and where you can go. It's celebrating the birth of our Savior with the people who love us, like this church. So to summarize, I think it's very important to not lose track of everything and to not be focused on money and focus on what is truly in front of us. I have friends and family that love me, and I love them as well, and I'm very blessed to have them. And even if I'm 1,000 miles from them or in a different country, I'm always with them in spirit, and God is with all of us. And we can't lose sight of that. That's truly important. God bless you. Thank you for letting me speak today. Have a good day. Thank you.
Lane, thank you for your message. It has really blessed us. Isn't it great to see someone from our congregation, how God is working in Lane's life and really all of our kids' life to the point where he is given a message? I think that's evidence of the work of God in this congregation and in Lane's life. So thank you again, and I'm proud of this congregation.